If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to John chapter 6. John chapter number 6. Begin to read tonight at verse 1. The Bible says, after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed Him because they saw His miracles, which He did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there He sat with His disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up His eyes and saw a great company come unto Him, He said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this He said to prove him, for He Himself knew what He would do. Ain't you glad for that? Jesus is always ahead of us. And Philip answered Him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them might take a little. One of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto Him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed to His disciples, and disciples of them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracles of Jesus, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. And when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take Him by force to make Him a king, He departed again into a mountain Himself alone. I want to preach tonight for a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. Our circumstances, sardines and crackers. Amen. Our circumstances, sardines and crackers. As we look at this tonight and we can see this, and we see that the Lord went up here and He says it, He said, after these things, and we see that Jesus had been doing some healing, and people had been bringing people to Him. He had been touching and healing the disease, and all the virtue of God had been going out of Him, and He had been touching everywhere you look. People were bringing people to Jesus that they might be healed. Amen. Would to God that we could do that today. Amen. There's a lot of people in the world. You say, preacher, you mean people that's got cancer, people that's lame, people that's blind? Yeah, those too. But I'm talking about those that's sin sick in their sin, living in sin. Amen. The sin sickness of this world, the darkness of the world that's overshadowing our people. If we could ever get them to Jesus, praise God, they could be saved. I will say that Jesus never sent nobody away the same way they come. Amen. But He always touched them, praise God, by His marvelous hand and by His marvelous power and by the marvelous love that He had. But the Bible says they go up here, and I believe they went up here and they sat down and they went maybe to rest for just a little while, maybe to get away from the crowd. I can see them, Brother Junior, maybe they like us. We want to get away. We might go up here on Mount Pisgah. We might find us a cool place, and we might kick back to rest, and maybe just take a little comfort from all the things of this world. I might just sit down just to think and meditate maybe a little bit upon the goodness of God. I might get to thinking about how God's touched us, how God's helped us, how God's encouraged our hearts, and how we can begin to become an encouragement to others along the way. And as they sat there, and they was meditating upon maybe these things in a place apart, here comes a great multitude of people that heard where Jesus was. Amen. Glory to God. You want to see a church fill up? Just go out in the world and tell them there's a place up at the end of Hominy, up in the edge of the National Forest, called Stony Fork Baptist Church, and it's a place where Jesus is. You want to see her fill up to capacity? You just begin to brag on the Lord everywhere you go. I pray God to help you. Help me, praise the Lord, that we'd never have a bad thing on our lips to say about the house of God or the children of God or the church of God. But praise God, we'll be coming, going out everywhere we go, magnifying the Lamb of God, praising Lord Jesus Christ for His goodness, His mercy, His love. Praise God, you can see a church fill up to capacity. Amen. Amen. Everybody got to bragging. They knew who Jesus was. Praise God, and they want to come to where He was. Amen. He looked around there, the Bible says, He said that when he lifted up his eyes in verse 5 and saw a great company come unto him, praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen, he looked around, here comes a great company. Amen. Now we read in a few minutes, they was 5,000 men. Now it don't say nothing about women and children, Brother X. So there's no telling how many was there that day that come to see the Lord. You know what happened, preacher? Somebody put the word out and they heard from maybe some neighbors or some kin what Jesus had done, what Jesus was doing, and what Jesus might be going to do. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I like to come to the house of God to see what Jesus is going to do. Yeah. Amen. I'm afraid to miss. I'm afraid I'll miss something. Amen. I don't want to miss anybody jumping up, shouting and praising God. Hey, Lord, I like to get over and get a little at home. Hey, make me feel good down in my soul, praise God. So if people begin to come, Jesus begin to recognize it. He begin to see this great company come with these 5,000 men, plus women and children. Amen. So here they come, and Jesus looks down on them. Of course, him being compassionate, and he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now we see a rest here for the Lord and His disciples, but Austin, we also see a test. Amen. You used to have the American broadcast thing, and they'd come on there and they'd have a big old beep, and then they'd say, this is only a test. Amen. Praise God. I want to say that's what Jesus done right here. He saw, amen, praise God, he went up to rest and he looked out there and he seen the multitudes that was coming unto him. And praise God, he probably said, glory, hallelujah. Look what's happening here. He said, Father, thank you that they're a listening. They're a coming unto me. Those that you give me, praise God, they're coming to me. Coming by the groves, coming by the throne, praise the Lord. And they're coming to where you'd have them to be. He had been a preacher. He had been teaching. He had been instructed on the things of God. It didn't run them away. Brother Lynn, they didn't get scared. They kept coming, praise God, and they wanted to get closer and they wanted to hear more and more and more what Jesus had. Amen. I want more and more, don't you? Amen. Amen. I don't want no less. I want more. But we see he come to him to rest and he ended up in a test. Amen. He asked Philip, he said, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And now Philip must have been the mathematician in the place. Amen. And he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Now what the Bible tells here that Jesus already had a plan. Amen. But isn't it an amazing thing, praise God, when God will allow you to be part of His plan. You know, God's got a great old big plan tonight. He's got a plan for this world. He's got a plan for your home. He's got a plan for your family, your life, your lover, your church, your community, this nation in which we live. He's got a plan, praise God. And if we'll be partakers with Him, He'll allow me and you, glory to God, to be a part of His plan. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing that is to be able to be partakers with Christ in His plan. Amen. So he asked Philip where we get this, but he already knew what he would do. He already had a plan. And Philip answered in verse 7, said, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. He said, 200 pennyworth, he got to doing the math. Two and two is four, and four and four is eight. He said, you know what? He said, I get to doing the count here. He said, 200 pennyworth wouldn't be enough. He said, hey, listen. He said, if we had some denarius, he said, that would be equal to a day's wages. And he said, if we had 200, he said, it'd be equal to about 80 days labor. He said, glory to God. And it still wouldn't be enough. Amen. I guess maybe they had about that much in the bag. You know what old Judas carried around was a thief? Amen. And he said, hey, listen, Lord. He said, we figured up. He said, that wouldn't be enough for each one of them to get just a little. But I want to say tonight, God ain't in just a little. God is in a lot, praise God. He knew exactly what He'd do. Amen. You say, preacher, how can you say that? Because God has never lacked resources. Amen. Did you hear? You hear me tonight? God has never lacked resources to take care of you and me. Now, He may not give us all that we want, but He promised that He would supply our needs. What these folks need, they need to be fed. Amen? He says, hey, listen. He said, what? He said, from whence shall these, we buy bread? These may. He said, where can we get the bread? How can we come up with this? He said, I don't know, Lord. He said, 200 penny worth wouldn't be enough. He said, I look around, hey, they wouldn't even be able to get a crumb apiece. But the Lord already had a plan. He already knew what he'd do. And then listen, when we don't know what to do, we know that he already has a plan. He already knows what he'll do, praise God, to take care of me and to take care of you. He's already got it figured out. And you say, well, what happened? The Bible said that at that day, mama got up and she packed Junior a little box to take with him. He was going to go down there by the Sea of Galilee. He said, mama, I want to go down there and see what's going on. He said, maybe you say, I want to go see this man, Jesus. She said, all right, son. He said, hey, hold on just a minute. Let me pack you a little snack to take with you. He said, packed him up a few barley loaves. That was a poor man. That's a poor people's bread. He put it in a box. And she said, here, let me have five little loaves of barley. He said, and then he couple of little old sardines. He said, that'll get you through to dinner time till you get back. And that little old lad took that dinner, praise God, down there. And he went down there to the Sea of Galilee and said, they got to looking. And Peter come along after and said, hey, listen. He said, what do you got there? He said, well, I got five barley loaves and two little old fishes that I'm going to have for lunch. He said, well, the Lord has need of it. Could you share that with the Lord? He said, with who? He said, with Jesus. Could you share your lunch with this man, Jesus? And that little old boy, praise God, I'd see you say, preacher, you've got a vivid imagination. That's all right. Just leave me alone. Amen. I could see that little old boy said, well, if Jesus wants a little bit, share my lunch with me. And praise God, here it is. You tell him just to have at it. He can have it all. He's raised God. I'd be proud to give him everything I got. I'd be proud to just give it to him. I'd be proud for him to have it all. Praise the Lord. Glory be. Can you imagine how he felt down in his heart? They took that little old box and he went to following Peter up through there. All of a sudden he got up there and there's Jesus. Amen. He gets up there and there's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He got to see him face to face in person. And the Bible says they took that little old meal that the Lord at Mama had done packed for Junior to take with him down there to Galilee. Had a little mouth they had done packed it to take down there to see the Lord Jesus Christ. He was going to go look on and see what was going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he wasn't afraid to share it with the Lord. Reminds me of a story I heard a while back. It was a little girl said she was in some relay races at school. And she was pretty fast and she run and she won three of those races. And boy, she was proud of herself. And at the end of the thing, they come up there and they give her a blue ribbon for every race she'd won. The first race she won a blue ribbon. A second race, she'd won a blue ribbon. A third race, she won a blue ribbon. And boy, she was proud of them things, but she got to going back over and she heard over there in the sidelines a little girl over there just a crying and a weeping. And she went over and said, what's the matter? She said, I run all the races. I done the best I could, but I didn't win nothing. I never got no trophy. I never won at all. That little girl peeled off one of them blue ribbons and she gave it to her. Amen. He said, here, said, you can have one of mine. Amen. And boy, a big old smile lit up on her face. Amen. She done got her something. And that little girl went on home. Boy, she felt proud of herself. As she had done shared her victory with somebody else. Amen. Glory be to God. And she got home and she told her mama. She said, mama, boy, said, what a day I had. He said, we done the running today and the races and the relays. He said, I won three trophies today. I run three races. I won three races today. And she said, well, you won three. How come you only got two blue ribbons? And she said, well, mama, he said, after when I was doing the race, he said, at the end of it, there's a little girl on the sideline and she was a crying and a weeping because she hadn't won a thing. She hadn't got any awards or any trophies. So I give her one of my ribbons. She said, what? She said, well, what? We said, well, honey. She said, why did you do that? She said, well, mama, I just figured, praise God, I knew that I was a winner and I didn't need that thing to show me that I was a winner. Praise God. I'm a winner anyway. And so I thought, glory be to God. I'll just give her one of mine and just let her be a winner too. Amen. Amen. I believe this little old boy, praise God, he thought, yeah, praise the Lord, I'm a winner. Either way, praise God. He said, I took that little old lunch and he gave it to him. Amen, praise God, didn't need to I didn't need all the decoration of the world, praise the Lord, just to show him a winner. Praise God, all he needed was just to be that God have him do and be willing to give unto the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, all that he had. It reminds me of the little woman, the little widow's mite. The Lord was watching them as they was putting into the treasure. And some come up, I guess, with big old sacks and opened them up, poured in there, and you could hear that money rolling around, going down in that thing. And boy, they thought they was doing a whole lot. But then comes this little widow woman. She takes that widow's mite and she drops that into that thing, and you hear that little thing clanging down through there into the bottom. And he said, praise God, she gave of all her living. Amen. Praise the Lord. She can't give all she had unto the Lord. I wonder what happened to us youngins of church tonight. God bless your sweetheart if we give everything we have to Jesus. Amen. I mean, every fiber of our being, every essence of everything we have, everything we're going to have, praise God, just give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, it's yours. Amen. It is anyway. We might as well just give it to Him. Amen. Praise God. But we see this little boy, praise God, he brings it to the Lord. Amen. And then the Lord begins to organize. See, that's what God does. God's a God of organization. I mean, he tells them, and if you go back and look at this account in Mark chapter 6, verse 39 through 40, you see in that the Bible, he tells them to set, make the men to sit down. Here in John chapter 10, 6 and verse 10, he said, have the men sit down. So he starts organizing this thing. See, when God's getting ready to do something, God's got a way of organizing it and setting it up. He's got a way of getting ready, praise God, to be partakers with it, praise, to be able to see what God's doing. And if we get to looking for it, we'll see them. We'll see God moving. We'll see God starting to set things up, praise God, so that He can get glory out of it. And God wants us to see it from the beginning. Amen. You start seeing it, circumstances happening in their life, praise God. Just begin to look, Brother Robert, for God moving in those circumstances, moving into those circumstances, starting to set up His abode in these accounts, praise God, as we live them out. Amen. We see the Lord as He begins to move upon the thing. He begins to organize. And the Bible says that He used these disciples. You know who God uses? You and me. Amen. You say, does He need us? He don't have to have us, but He likes to use us. Amen. He uses us for His glory when we make ourselves willing vessels. The Bible says, so the men sat down in Hummer and in number about 5,000. Amen. So He sets these folks down. He uses the disciples to set them down there. And then he does about three things. Now we've seen the rest, and we've seen the test. And now we begin to see the blessing. So God sets them down there. He's got a little boy's lunch, 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Just a good size snack, sardines and crackers. Amen. That's about what it amount to. And He sets them down there. He says, you set them all down in groups. And the Bible says, Mark says, set them down in groups of 50s and 100s, amen, on that grassy knoll, praise God, overlooking the shores of Galilee. And He's gathered them out there and He set them down, praise God, to get ready to be fed from God. Amen, glory to God. I praise when we come and set up the dine and be fed from God, praise the Lord, from His table. It's a bountiful table. It's a full table. Praise God, it's a table of blessing. It's a table of satisfaction. Satisfaction. It's a table, praise God, that'll fill you to the full. Amen. Glory be to God. So you won't go out empty. Amen. Amen. God don't take it lightly when He feeds His children. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Junior, he don't go out on lake fish all day and don't catch nothing. Amen. I'll never forget one time we thought we was kids. We thought, well, we was just going to take us some beanie weenies and some bacon. And we was going to go down the lake, and we was going to fish, and we was going to catch fish. We was going to eat fish for breakfast, and fish for lunch, and fish for supper. We was just going to eat fish all weekend. Amen? And we fished Friday night, didn't catch a thing. Fished all day Friday, didn't catch a thing. And by noon on Friday, we'd done eat all the beanie weenies and all the pork and beans and all the bacon. Praise God, all that is already gone. And we wasn't catching no fish. But I want to say glory be to God when Jesus goes a fish. And glory to God, He always catches a net full. He catches till the nets break. He catches to the full, praise God. He catches that's sufficient to fill all in all. Amen. So the Bible says here that the Lord had them set down, and the Lord took, verse 11, He took the loaves, and when He had given thanks. Now, I can just see this in my mind's eyes. The Lord, as everybody sits down there, and the Lord takes these loaves and these fishes, and He blesses it. Now, I can see Philip and Andrew as they're sitting there, and maybe Philip looks at Andrew, and Andrew looks at that Philip, and they're saying, why is he a blessing this? said, bless this. Here, five little old barley loaves and a couple little old sardines, and the Lord's going to bless that. But I want to say, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He give thanks. Praise God. Why? Because of what He had. He had those loaves, and He had those fishes, and He looked up to the Heavenly Father, and He blessed it. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we ought to begin to praise God. We ought to begin to bless God because of what we have. Amen. The devil's got a way of making us think about what we don't have. Amen. And we'll get to thinking about what we don't have, and we'll forget what God has blessed us with. Amen. Jesus wasn't blessing it because of what He had, what He didn't have. He was blessed because of what He did have. And praise God, He needed more. Did He need more? Sure He needed more. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we get to a place that we have a little bit and we need some more. They had a funeral over Teresa's mama was about beside herself today. She said they was it last Saturday had the funeral? Yeah, last Saturday had a funeral over at Ananda. And said they had went out and got some food and was setting up going to feed the family after the service. And said they got to looking, there's a whole lot more people. So they sent out, got like 50 more pieces of chicken down to Bojangles and brought that in. And said, I think they ended up being, they had like 100 pieces of chicken in it, but like they got the count and had like 170 people there that they was trying to feed. And they thought, man, they're just going to have to give them a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And said they got to feeding them people. And then Caleb said, hey, wait a minute, there's plenty left. He said, if you want to, you can come back and get you some more. He said, people's coming back and getting more. He said, when it was all said and done, he said, they was still some more. He said, hey, listen. He said, they still plenty left. He said, you come back and get some more. She said, I tell you what. She said, I don't know where it come from, but said, hey, are they the people coming to eat? She said, we fed 170 people. We just had enough for 100, but praise God. She said, something happened. Amen. Glory to God. It happened. It was big enough. She recognized it. She seen that God was setting it up. He said, hey, listen, youngins, don't worry about it. I know hearts are grieved. Hearts are broken. But praise God, I'm going to fill you to the full. Hey, won't be nobody go away hungry. I'll take care of this. Praise God, I own it all anyway. And if you need just a little bit more, it ain't no problem for me. I have sufficient to the full. Praise the Lord. I'll give you all you need.
Amen.
Amen. She was telling me after day, boy, I about had me a spell. What you had? Tears in her eyes talking about how good God was. Anyway, the boy, he just kept, she said, I don't know where it come from. Said, it just had to be God.
Amen.
I said, amen, praise the Lord, that's all right. Amen, he's able, praise the Lord, because he said, you know, the Lord said, hey, you know what, I know we need more. Amen. Sure he needs more, but he gave thanks. Amen. But why? Well, you say, well, why did he do it that way? Because he gave thanks. Because he was thankful for what he had, and he was anticipating more. Amen. We are to always be thankful to God for what we have. Amen, Brother Austin. And we can always be anticipating more. We're thankful to God, and every time we worship, every time we come together, I praise that God blesses us, and God pours out upon, and God fills us with His Spirit. God honors us with His presence, Lord. Praise God, we ought to just shout and give Him glory. Amen. Receiving what we're getting, expecting more in anticipation of more. Amen. More of what God's got to give us. Praise the Lord. The blessings. You say, where did the blessing come from? Because of the focus. You see, his focus wasn't on that bread. His focus wasn't on that food, but on the Father. Amen. And Mark chapter 6, verse 41 said, Bible says, he looked up to heaven. You know, we look to heaven from which our help comes. Our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Hey, church, where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. If we're going to get any help tonight, it's going to have to come from the Lord. Amen. We can't help ourselves sometimes, but God can. Amen. So what his focus was on, it wasn't on the food, praise God. It was on his Heavenly Father. And his Heavenly Father knew that he had a need, praise God. And he took the bread, the loaves, and he break them. He took the fishes, and he break them, praise God. And he began to strip them out. And praise God, God began to manifest. Praise the Lord. And we see the focus that was on the Heavenly Father. It wasn't on the food. It wasn't on the crowd. Amen. But it was on his Father. He said, Father, I have a need. He break it and he blessed. He said, Lord God, Heavenly Father, here's what we need. Thank God for the provision that you've given us. Thank you. Well, glory. Thank God for a little lad's lunch, praise God, that you sent this way. It's something to start with. It's something to begin to give us encouragement. Well, if we could just be encouraged by the little things that God begins to give to us, praise God, and begin to praise Him for that, ain't no telling what God would do for us right here. Amen. Just begin to praise Him for the little things He does. I mean, just giving a little excitement down in your heart. Giving a little testimony down in your soul, praise God, for what He's done. He looked to heaven and he began to ask of the Father. His focus was on the Lord. So we see the blessing of God. We see the focus of the Lord. And then we see the reward that comes through for the disciples, for those that's doing the work. The Bible says when the Lord took the loaves and when He had given thanks, He distributed to His disciples. You know what the Lord done? He put the disciples to work. Amen. First thing He said, now you go around and you take all these people and you set them down in groups of 50 and groups of 100. Amen. Ain't it amazing how God's good at getting people busy? Amen. God's good at making people busy. That's when we're at our best. It's when we're busy for Jesus. Amen. He said, if I tell them to sit down in groups of 50s, groups of 100, praise God, get the disciples in on this, let them be partakers with me in this, they'll get to see the goodness of God, they'll get to see the power of God, they'll begin to see how many's actually here when they begin to divide them up and begin to sit down 50 here and 100 here, 50 here and 100 here. They got to be able to see just exactly the multitude of the peoples there. They got to see how big a group, how big a gathering there on that mountain, praise God, and get to see how little the supply was. But praise God, when He blessed it and broke it, He began to give it out. He began to give it to the disciples. He said, here, you take a little bit and you take it over there and you take some and you take it over here. And He began to distribute those barley loaves and those fishes, and the disciples began to take them out and they began to take it, pass that food out. And they passed it, as they passed it out, they had a little old basket. As they passed it out, it seemed like the basket wasn't going down. Amen. Glory be to God. It just seemed like it was more and more. I tell you, when you get to trust in God and you get to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and listening to Him, amen, He'll fill to the full. Praise God with that He has for you and me. Amen. We'll get loaded up with the abundance of His goodness. Amen. So he put them together. He was organizing. They was serving the crowd. Amen. And then the disciples, you see, they'd come there to rest. They went up on a mountain apart to rest, to take their leisure. And they'd already been serving each other, serving the people. So I can see those disciples as if everybody's sitting around and they're partaking those barley cakes, those fishes, and they're eating and they're enjoying it. And the disciples, they're passing out. And somebody else says, hey, can I have another little piece? And so they run over there and give another little piece of barley cake and another little piece of fish. And somebody else over here and somebody else over there. And the disciples is running to and fro, praise God. But you see the reward of coming. Jesus says to them, praise God. He said they didn't even have time to eat. But the Lord said, hey, listen. He said, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And the Bible says that they begin to gather up those fragments. Brother Lynn, maybe their old bellies are growling inside them. They hadn't been satisfied like the multitude. But praise God, Jesus said, hey, listen. He said, you've been faithful with a little. Praise God, just take these baskets and gather up the fragments, that nothing be lost. But what a sign, what a power of the eternal life that we have in Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, He said, just gather up the fragments and nothing would be lost. Amen. The Bible said the disciples began to gather them up together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Amen. I see them as they gather all them up, Brother Rex. Get each one of them, but the disciples got him a basket. Boy, when he comes back here to out of those 5 barley loaves, that little basket of food that little old boy had, that he gave freely to the Lord Jesus Christ. That little lad's lunch, praise God. I'm talking about the circumstances that we have and the sardines and crackers that we have in this world, praise God. And he said, hey, listen, that little bit that we have, that little bit that we share, that little bit that we give out, when God blesses it and God begins to put His hand upon it, praise God, they went out and they gathered up 12 baskets full of the fragments. Amen. And those disciples come back over to each one of them with a big old basket full of fragments, amazed within themselves. Because that little lad's lunch, probably a whole lot smaller than this, had a little old box, 5 barley loaves and 2 little old fishes. And praise God, when it's all said and done, they had 12 baskets full. Amen. That was over and beyond what they could eat. And the Lord said, you've been faithful and good servants. He says, praise God, now that, he said, I know you need to eat. I know you've been busy. I knew you've been working. Praise God, I thank you for serving me. He said, I thank you for serving the people. Praise God. He said, that's your basket. He said, you just go ahead and take that to eat your full. He said, you do with that whatever you want. Praise God, you can take it, you keep it, you eat it, you can give it out. Amen, you can do what you want to with it. He said, you've earned that. He said, that's your reward for being faithful to God. Amen, praise God, I'm glad there's a reward for being faithful to the Lord. When we pass out and we give out and we try to outgive God and we ain't able to do it because God owns it all. Praise the Lord. When Sampra, the circumstances rise and it's like it's just sardines and crackers around. Praise God, I'm glad there's a God that can turn it into a feast, a manna, praise God, from above, and He can fill us to the full. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They would determine. Praise God. They took those 12 baskets full. So we see the blessing and the focus and the reward. But then we realize the agenda of the Lord Jesus Christ, that what He come for. Amen. The Bible says in verse 14 that these men, He said, those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did and said, this is that of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. And when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take Him by force to make Him a king, He departed again into a mountain Himself alone. Amen. You want to see the agenda of what Jesus came for? Jesus didn't come to feed the multitude. Amen. Jesus didn't come to be a meal ticket. Amen. Jesus didn't come to be somebody's sugar daddy to give out that goodness, amen, at their request. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't come to do that. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that was lost. He never come to set up some kind of new welfare system. Amen. You know, I thought He'd come take care of us. He said, never see the righteous forsaken or seed of begging bread. But He also said, Jesus Himself said, the poor you'll have with you always. Amen? He never come to set up some new welfare system. He come, praise God, for the cross of Calvary. He come to die on the cross of Calvary for sinners like you and me. Amen? He come, praise God. He come to be the authority over life and death, praise God, so that you and I could have an eternal relationship with Him. Amen? Our circumstances, praise God, is a whole lot more than just sardines and crackers. When the Lord Jesus Christ, when we make Him the Lord and Savior of our life, when we allow Him to become the determining factor, when He becomes the authority in our lives, amen. We tend to put Christ on the back burner. I was thinking about this. I was driving down the road the other day, and boy, I got to think. You know how often I put the Lord on the back burner, you know, and everything else is like it's coming first. Hello? Know what I'm talking about? Life circumstances get so busy, so hectic. Amen. If we ain't careful, we forget to make the Lord, put the Lord first in all of it. And boy, the devil has a heyday with that. We'll get up in the morning and we'll say, Lord, we don't think about the authority of God and the authority that He needs to have on our life that day. Brother Austin, we'll get up and we'll say, Lord, we don't need no spiritual food today. But praise God, for you knowing it, say, Lord, I need my daily bread. Yes. Amen. Amen. No spiritual food, but Lord, I need my daily bread. Lord, could you please? And Lord, I need a good job. I need a better job. You know, I wish, Lord, you'd just move, put me in a better place. But then you say, well, Lord, am I really going to give you glory in front of my coworkers where I'm at? Amen. So why should He give me a better job when I won't even praise Him where I'm at? Amen. Praise God. We ain't doing for God what we could do for Him. And we'll say, oh, God, Lord, you know I need more money. Lord, I need, we want more money, praise God. But would we actually use any of it for the glory of God if we had it? we're messed up because He's not our authority. See, here we see the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the authority over the whole situation, all the circumstances, every person there, every life there, praise God. He's the authority. He's the one that makes a difference. When they went to Jesus, Philip went through the test. He said, listen, said, how much would it cost? And Philip said, I don't know. He said, I can't figure it out. We don't have it. And Jesus said, I know what I'm going to do. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, he offered up the blessing. He offered up the focus. He offered up the reward, praise God. And he had an agenda for coming to show the people, praise God, that he was the God of heaven, that he was able to do all things, that there was nothing possible for him. Amen. Could you feed 5,000 with a few barley loaves and a couple of little fishes, sardines and crackers? Amen. But I won't say glory to God, Jesus can't. He did, and He can, and He still will. But what happened when they begin to submit ourselves to Him? See, is our final word with us or with Jesus? Amen? What if when He said, hey, listen, so you take them and you set them down, and you set them down by groups of 50s and groups by 100s. And if they said, Lord, ain't no use to do that. He said, we don't have nothing to fit. You know, just go ahead and send them home. And they'd turn their back and they'd left. Not only would they have been left out, but the 5,000 had been left out. The women and children had been left out. Amen. Glory be to God. They'd have forfeited all that they had. They'd have forfeited their rewards. But praise God, when they submitted to the will of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, God took care of the thing. Amen. The circumstance was taken care of. By whose authority? By the Lord Jesus Christ. By whose authority is our circumstances being taken care of? Amen. The sardines and crackers in our lives. You ever been there? Praise God. I like sardines. I start to say love them. I don't love them. I can eat them. I like them. Amen. I wouldn't want to eat them every day. Vienna sausages, sardines, crackers. Amen. You get out cutting wood out in the woods, you get hungry, praise God. Then about 1, 2 o'clock, them start looking mighty fine. Amen. But sardines and crackers, praise God, the circumstances we have in our life, what kind of circumstance you have, that where the sardines and crackers has broke out. Amen. And you say, you know what, this is all I got. I'd like to have more. But you know what, I'm just going to lift them up to God and say, thank you, Lord, for these sardines and crackers. Thank you, Lord, for what I have. Lord, I expect more. You know what you do? You bless them sardine crackers while you're in the woods, Brother Lynn. And then you get to thinking about that big old T-bone you have when you get home. Amen. Big old baked tater. Amen. Expecting, because God Almighty's always been good to you. Amen. The crowd was expecting. They was expecting more from Jesus. But they was expecting because what they could get. They didn't expect Him because what they wanted to receive from the goodness of God, from the goodness of a holy God. Amen. Because God loves them. Our circumstances, when the sardines and the crackers is all we got, who do we look to? Who's our authority? Amen. Who do we expect to help us? Who do we expect to supply the need? Who do we expect to take care of the circumstance when we can't? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to count on Him in the little things. Brother Junior, when we count on Him in the sardines and crackers, praise God, then we can begin to count on Him when it comes to the big things like the salvation of souls. When we want to see our brothers, our sisters, our mamas, daddies, our mamas and papas get in, praise God, and become partakers in the things of God with you and I. Amen. We can't take Christ and make Him do anything. So He left out. He perceived that they would come and take Him by force. I want to say you can't take the Lord by force. But praise God, I'm glad He's there to give us Himself freely if we'll just come unto Him. Amen. Praise God. When we begin to, when in our circumstances, we just begin to thank God for the sardines and the crackers. Praise God, He'll begin to bless us in all the other aspects of our life. But we got to thank Him. If we begin to thank Him for the little things, then God will begin to bless us in the big things. And He'll take care of us because He's promised He would. He'll be there to meet every need that we have according to His perfect will. Amen.